Hypocrisy Alert, White House Lectures Israel Again on Dangers of Fundamental Changes. By Joel B. Polak on March 27, 2023. The White House again lectured Israel on the dangers of fundamental changes without the broadest possible base of popular support after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fired his defense minister on Sunday. Netanyahu fired Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant after the latter gave an unauthorized speech, while the prime minister was out of the country, urging the government to pause its judicial reforms after soldiers had deserted. The speech had been hailed by the political opposition, which has taken to the streets for weeks rather than negotiate with the government over judicial reforms that many Israelis agree are needed, at least in some form. But Gallant's move threatened to bring down the government and to shatter military discipline by suggesting that deserting is a legitimate form of protest. It also suggested that Netanyahu could no longer trust Gallant. The firing was met with protests throughout Israel, and the White House repeated its warning, first issued by spokesman John Kirby last week, that fundamental changes should be pursued with the broadest possible base of popular support. In a statement Sunday, National Security Council spokesperson Adrienne Watson said, "We are deeply concerned by today's developments out of Israel, which further underscore the urgent need for compromise. As the president recently discussed with Prime Minister Netanyahu, democratic values have always been, and must remain, a hallmark of the U.S.-Israel relationship. Democratic societies are strengthened by checks and balances, and fundamental changes to a democratic system should be pursued with the broadest possible base of popular support. We continue to strongly urge Israeli leaders to find a compromise as soon as possible. We believe that is the best path forward for Israel and all of its citizens. U.S. support for Israel's security and democracy remains ironclad." The statement ignored the fact that the Biden administration had just celebrated the 13th anniversary of the passage of Obamacare, a fundamental change to the American system that Biden described at the time as a big effing deal, and that was passed with a narrow support of one party over the objections of the other. In addition, Biden himself has imposed radical transgender ideology over the objections of half the country, has proposed radical, one-sided changes to voting laws, has demanded the codification of abortion rights through federal legislation that would override state law, and has even considered his own judicial reforms that would pack the Supreme Court with left-wing justices, among other radical changes to the court system. Despite campaigning on unity, Biden championed the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, a party-line law that introduces radical climate change policy under the guise of fighting inflation, and he has allowed the southern border to become a free-for-all in a policy that, critics say, aims to change the nation's electorate. In 2020, Biden also backed Black Lives Matter and its calls to redirect police funding, amid nationwide riots. Biden is perceived as backing the protests in Israel. He has refused to invite Netanyahu to the White House since the latter took office, and his ambassador, Tom Nides, is described as the arsonist-in-chief in Israel. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.